I want to talk to you about getting to a place of true rest. You know, we are His people that He has chosen for this appointed time. A lot of people have the misconception, and I hear people talk about it all the time, that they found the Lord. You didn't find Him. He beat your door down to get in. Amen? He's the one that went to your house. You didn't go to His house. He kept knocking on the door and knocking on the door and knocking on the door until one day you let Him in. Today I want to talk about being at that place of rest. It's available for everybody, not just for His elite, because He has no elite. God is not a respecter of persons. We are all the same in the Lord. If you see somebody with more joy than you, that doesn't mean you can't have that joy. It just means that maybe, perhaps, they've worked on it a little harder than you have. Or maybe you're just going through one of those moments of flux in your life where something dramatic or traumatic has happened in your life and you're off center for a minute. But the Lord will recenter you in your life. Father, I just ask today as I bring this word, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit be here. That God, You touch all the hearts in this place. That God, that they reach out and just grab a hold of this whole concept, Lord, that it might be that we receive this day, this promise, and activate it in our life. Lord, today I ask You especially that You give us the grace that it takes to see Your truth as You've described it, so that we might look on this promise as not being far away, but close if we will receive it. And Lord, help us to go through and find this place that is described, this place of rest. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said,
amen.
It says in the first verse, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Man, it just starts right out there, right in your face. If you want to be blessed, you have got to quit receiving counsel from those that are not about God or the things of God. You've got to quit listening to them. You've got to quit being around them. You've got to be around the people that are about God.
Amen.
It is so important that you get to that place where you separate yourself from those things that would keep you separate from Him. It is up to you what you need to do. You know what the need is. The need is the desire for peace and rest in your life. You are not going to find it in the hordes of the ungodly. You're going to find it in the arms of Jesus. And in order to be there, you need to be careful about making that way to His path that He has chosen for you. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. What do you delight yourself in today? That is a question that you must ask yourself. I cannot answer that for you. For some people, it is madness. For other people, it is nonsense. For me, I delight myself in the Lord. I mean, my waking moments from the time I get up, I start planning what my day is going to be about. And in the middle of that plan is Jesus, Jesus, and more Jesus. Each of you in this room have got to quit making plans of a natural type and start receiving the truth of God making the plans for you and you receiving them of a supernatural type. God would have you to live a good life, but in fact, more than that, a great life. If you will get up every day and start planning your day around Him, and then instead of planning your day with Him just in it, your day is going to change. I'm here to tell you today that Every day I get up, the first thing I do is I thank Him for another breath, another day, and then I ask Him, what is it you want me to do this day? I always stay open because He always has a plan. And some days, you know, He doesn't say anything to me, and I do what I always do. Pray. Seek His face. Give Bible studies. Do those things. Every day of the year I do that. But some days, He tells me something different, and I'm waiting and listening, and then I walk out what He speaks. You have got to make God number one in your life. You want the blessings of God, then you're blessed by God, and He must be number one in your life. Getting to this place of rest that He's talking about, it says that you must delight yourself in the law of the Lord. You must delight yourself in good things now. You must delight yourself in doing good things now. You must delight yourself in being good to people now instead of wicked and mean. Amen? And you must become a person that meditates in His Word day and night. It says, and in His law He meditates day and night. This is His book that He wrote for you. You need to start meditating in His Word day and night. When you have a thought, then you must think, is this His thought or is this the world's thought? Is this what He would say or is it what I used to think? You must start to line up your life with the Word of God. That's what it means, meditate on it. When I sit there and go to make a choice for life, I make sure that I make my choice through Him, not myself anymore. I compare it to His Word. You know, it is very easy to make good decisions once you know His Word. Because you know what He thinks is right and what He thinks is wrong. And it is up to you to line yourself up with that. It says, if you do these things, let me go through it really quickly here. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law he meditates day and night. Blessed is this man. It says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Now, in my life, I've been very blessed. And I brought a lot of cursings in there, but I've always done whatever I felt like doing. And I've gone to really beautiful places, and I've seen really beautiful things. And when I think of this in this book right here, I think about sitting on the side of the Hoholitna River, up in the middle of nowhere, Alaska, with a pole in my hand, snagging king salmon. With nothing to do all day but listen to the river run by, sitting underneath the shaded tree, fishing, relaxing, hearing the birds sing, peaceful, at peace at last. You see, God promises us that. If we will do the things He just mentioned above, He promises you that you will be like that tree planted along the river. You know, that tree never has to worry about being fed. It is always fed. The tree is firmly planted because it has been fed so well. God will feed you so well that you can be firmly planted just like that tree. And there isn't nothing like sitting alongside a running river with fish in it and a shade tree over your head, just relaxing and enjoying the day. And God is telling you that you can have this life. You can have this kind of day every day of your life if you will do these things that I mentioned to you before Him. Now maybe the river you would think about is not the Hoholitna River in Bush, Alaska. Maybe you're not as blessed as me and haven't been to those places that nobody really wants to go because the bugs will carry you away. But I'm telling you, somewhere in your life, you've been to that place where you get the sense of what God is saying He will give you. Somewhere in your life, at some time during your life, you have a place a memory, a sense of peace that He says you can have all the time. You see, you must visualize this picture and recognize that God is not only offering you a great life, but He's offering you a life full of the peace that only He can give you. The madness is all around us, but we don't have to be part of the madness. We don't have to be a part of the people that is worried about things like Y2K. For a while on this campus, there was a lot of people that were frantic, talking madness and noise and nonsense, and they wanted to talk to my people, and I told them that you can keep your hypocrisy out of my building and out of my people. God, Jesus, is your source of everything. He sits on the throne every day. Years and millenniums mean nothing to Him. We have nothing to worry about from the world if we are in Christ today. There is nothing in the world that can do anything to us except for maybe at the very best scenario, not the worst. We happen to die and go home to Dad. And to me, I count that joy. I would love to go home to my Father. I would love to arrive there to be done with all this stuff that I'm going through now. What better thing could happen to me except to die to this body I live in and to be at home in the Spirit with Him forever? There's nothing in this world to fear. And if you would learn that, then peace is on the way. God, Jesus promises you this peace that surpasses all understanding. And He establishes for you the path to follow in order to get there. But it's up to you whether you go there or not. It says in verse 4, the ungodly are not so. So don't be ungodly. Amen. But are like the chaff which the wind drives away. This is from the old form of when they used to do grain. They used to put grain on a threshing floor. And when the wind would blow, they would throw it up into the air. And the chaff was what surrounded the grain. And it was broken. And it was thrown into the air and it was blown away. It says that's what the ungodly are. Don't you remember how it was? Don't you remember how little peace you felt in your life? Don't you remember those things? You were like chaff that was blown around by the wind. Whichever direction it blew, you went to. Whatever the world or the people you were about were doing, that's what you did. But God said, not so anymore, those of you that are my children. You shall be like a tree firmly planted in the ground, where the winds come and the storms come and you bend, but you never break. That's the promises of God. That's the promises of God. Will you go through fire? Yes. Will you go through storms? Yes. But in all things will you stand? Yes. The promises of God. But the ungodly are not so. They are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. You see, we have the hope of the eternal life with God that we can embrace and walk in His glory day by day. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've been through. What matters is, do you know Him? Do you live for Him? Are you gonna live for Him? Are you gonna make Him number one? Are you gonna meditate on His Word and in His law day and night and make that your life? Are you gonna turn aside from the ungodly and the things of the world and fully embrace everything that He has for you in your life? All His blessings in the Word of God are yea and amen. Every promise that's in that book was written for you, a believer. But you must make the decision to truly be a believer. You must make the decision to more than that, to walk in the things that you know. And the only way that happens is in relationship with Him and meditating on Him and the things that are of Him. People, I am here to tell you today that God promises you that peace. You know, and it doesn't happen overnight, because for years sometimes, and it doesn't have to be years, but in my case it was, I was torn because I still wanted to go over here even though I knew I was supposed to be here. Days and weeks and months and years, I wanted the stuff I left over here, even though I knew God wanted me here. So the torment was inside of me. The torment was the part of me that I wanted it all, but you can't have it all. You can either have yourself like that tree planted alongside that river, and that means, brother and sister, you must get planted. Sink that root down so that when the storms come, you will stand. And the way you get planted is by meditating on that word day and night and living by it no matter what anybody says. And if you will do that, then you shall have the peace that surpasses all understanding and the joy that nobody can touch. I'm here to tell you that God will supply all your needs according to His riches and grace. That in the time when you're looking for somebody in your life, you'll feel Him just flood you with such love, you'll crumple and fall to the ground overwhelmed by what He is giving you. There is nothing in the world for us anymore. There is nothing out there that is special that we just gotta have. What we need is we need that touch of God in our life every day. Not just when we're singing and praising God and hallelujahing, but every moment of our life as we walk through our life. And God says, listen to me. I'm going to show you a path. Just obey me and you shall have the things that you really have been looking for. He says, if you want to be blessed, if you want to be blessed, it says, this is it. First book of Psalms. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. Short, to the point. The Lord says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Doesn't even listen to him. Nor stands in the path of sinners. Walks with the sinners in life. You understand? Walks with the sinners of life. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Well, I know I'm supposed to do that, but maybe next year. Right now, I'll fulfill my desires. Scorning the things that God would give us. But His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in His law, His word, he meditates day and night. If he will do this, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season. What does that mean? If you feel like right now you are a barren, immature tree, that you seem like more things should be going on in your life than what are, it says that if you will plant yourself by this river of water, if you will meditate in my word, in your season, the season ordained by God, in the appointed time, you shall bring forth fruit, and you will not wither. Whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Let me just bring this home to you. I want to bring this home to you. What it's saying is that if you will do these things, then what will happen is these other things will come to pass. You've got to delight yourself in the law, which means be serious about it. Listen to it. Meditate in it. Get yourself planted and rooted by the river of water, which is the Spirit of the Lord God we serve. Flow in it and be planted in it. And if you will do these things in the season assigned by God, the appointed time, right? When you are truly planted, when you are truly rooted, when you have truly learned these things, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And here's that promise I love so much. And whatever he does shall prosper. These are promises from the living God that are yea and amen and inviolate by any man, woman, child, or demon of hell. They are promises to you that will be faithful and get planted and make His Word your delight and His life for you your delight. These are promises that in that day, in His appointed time, your fruit will come. And they will come from then on. And whatever you put your hand to, you shall prosper from that day forward. Now I'm going to close with this, and I'm done. Recognize that when a tree is planted as a small sapling, a lot of times people will put sticks and little rubber bands around it to hold it up. Amen? There'll be some kind of support system around it. Now, it can either feel caged by that support system, or it can acknowledge the fact that it needs the extra strength at that time. You are not caged by that support system. You are supported by that support system until the roots have sank down, until you have taken firm root in the ground for that appointed time which is to come. People, the blessings of God are yea and amen. And I'm going to tell you that a storm looks much bigger to a little sapling than it does to a full-grown tree. And a lot of the things you go through when you're young in the Lord seem very grievous. But when you look back on them after you're matured in the Lord, you go, okay, I understand. I had to go through that to get to where I am today. Because a storm will shake you and cause you to sink your roots deeper. And your root system must be fully formed in the ground first before a big tree is going to be able to stand there through the storm. I just want to encourage you today and let you know that getting to a place of rest takes time in the Lord. Amen? Make sure that you get your root system deeply planted. Don't be pulled apart by those that are ungodly and naysayers. Hang on to God, Jesus, His Word in your life. Build that relationship. Build that knowledge of God in your life. And great things will happen in your life in its season. Do not judge your life by the birthdays you had since the day you were born. Judge your life and how much you've received since you met the Lord and walked in His ways. Because that's the season God is always talking about. It has nothing to do with your birthdays. No matter how old you are or no matter how young you are, the principles are all the same. Get yourself rooted for the big tree that you're going to grow into to do the great work that God would have you to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I love you, God, and let it be today that every person in this room truly gets a hold of every word spoken that they can have this rest, God. But don't be in a hurry. Take your time. Build that root system. Serve God all your days. In Jesus' name.